Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele. It is December 17th and Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'll stop. So the biggest news of today, which wasn't a lot of news today, but this was kind of a big one and it's sparked quite a controversy, was the letter sent home to parents from BUSD Superintendent Katie Kolker. I will read that for you now. Dear Bishop families, the Bishop Unified School District has become aware of a troubling post that has been shared widely this week on the social media platform TikTok. The post refers to a threat to school safety for every school in the USA, even elementary, on Friday, December 17th. The post appears to be part of a national TikTok trend and did not originate in our school district. We have heard reports from other districts that the same post is circulating in their schools. While we do not believe the threat to be credible, we are closely monitoring the situation and taking it seriously. Additionally, the district has been in contact with the Bishop Police Department regarding the post. We will have an increased police presence surrounding our campus on Friday as an added precaution. The situation serves as a good example of why it is important to avoid sharing posts online that refer to school safety threats. Even if they are not credible threats, they can cause a great deal of stress and anxiety for our students, families, and staff. We ask our families to monitor their children's social media activity and speak with them about proper behavior online. If you or your child become aware of any potential threat posted to social media or anywhere else, please notify a school staff member or trusted adult right away. As always, thank you for your partnership as we work to ensure a safe, secure, and positive learning environment for our students. Sincerely, Katie Kolker, BUSD Superintendent. So that's pretty jacked up. Somebody would post that on TikTok in the first place. My personal thought on this is TikTok should be in trouble for allowing this to be posted. I'm not a big fan of censorship. Like, I really hate that Facebook, you can't even say things like, I'm angry right now, and then you go to Facebook jail for a week. It's ridiculous. But at the same time, this is clear-cut terrorism. So to allow something like that to be posted multiple times across the country, cause this level of panic and fear, that is hands down black and white terrorism. So my personal thought is TikTok should be in trouble for this, and we'll see what happens. They probably won't be, because money talks. But anyway, I personally agree with Katie Kolker in this situation that it had nothing to do with our school, probably, but just in case. So they called the cops and they made sure that there was an added police presence. I think she and the rest of the staff did a fantastic job of making sure these kids are safe and informing the parents of what's going on. So my kudos to them. I commend them for that. And in the meantime, like she said in the letter, if you see something like this going across social media, call the cops. Just tell them right then and there. There's no reason for this to be passed around to everybody and have everybody get worried about it when it's probably some dipshit in his mom's basement typing things out on TikTok because he got an F in PE or something. So pay attention to that kind of stuff. But remember, most of it is just stuff. So that's my two cents on that. Good job to Miss Kolker for nipping that in the bud. Couple days break from the snow, which is great. Get out there and hit the slopes for the next couple of days, because we're going to get more next week. And that is great. Let's do this for like a couple months. Let's just build up some serious amounts of snow in the mountains and then just chill out and have an early spring. That'd be great. You know, we get all the water and the snow we need, but then it's cool. We don't have to worry about it. So yeah, that's probably not going to happen. A couple COVID numbers. Always our favorite time of the year. You ever wonder why some people, like including me, wear a fabric mask that they got that has a pattern on it and they want to look cool and trendy? Mine has polka dots, that kind of thing. Versus someone wearing a full-on N95, looks like they're in surgery. You ever wonder the differences between that? Well, this doesn't give you a massive one, but it does give you a pretty nice little color-coded thing here. So good, better, and best. Good, which is blue, is fabric masks with three or more cloth layers, which is what mine is. So I'm the bottom rung. Maybe I should start wearing better masks. The double mask, which is the surgical mask and cloth mask or the fitted medical mask, which is, again, the surgical mask that you see. That's better. The N95 is, and it's also best for a wildfire smoke, by the way. Not that that's really a big thing right now, but good to know. The KN95 or the KF94, those are the best ones. Those are those big, thick ones you see people wearing. And I had one of those for a minute, and that was actually the easiest to breathe through, which was weird. I can barely breathe through my fabric one, but those ones are great. So I've always kind of wondered what the difference was there. This doesn't really explain much, but it does at least tell you which one's better and whatever. But the point is, wear masks. Just do it. And get them fit on your face correctly. If it's got the little nose bendy piece, bend it into place and keep it there. If we all just paid attention and did what we were supposed to do for a minute, I know that goes against the fight. Well, what we're supposed to do? Who's telling us what to do? The doctors. The people who go to school for this and study this are telling us what to do. So just do it, even if you don't like it. Let's just get through this, because then we can stop worrying about it. But as long as we have the back and forth of, I'm not wearing my mask, I am wearing my mask, I'm not getting a shot, I am getting a shot, we're going to do this for the rest of our lives, because the virus will mutate faster than we can stop it. This is basic science, people. This isn't very difficult. It's just difficult to get people to put their heads on in the same way every day, like shoes. It's a ranty kind of day. I'm super tired. I was shooting videos all darn day. I'm super tired. So let's just get through this and we'll move on. So did you know the Omicron transformer, variant, spreads even faster than the Delta variant? Doubling time is 2 to 3 days. So what can you do to protect yourself? Get vaccinated or your booster dose, wear a face mask, get tested often, stay home if sick. And if you'd like to know more about that, there's a link at Eastern Sierra Now that you can look at the science behind all that stuff. Everybody's got the vaccines right now. Northern Inyo Hospital, Vaughn's, Duane's, Southern Inyo Healthcare, Valley Health Team, Rite Aid, Toyabe. Just call them up, make an appointment with those guys, and let's get this done. So what's our case rate right now? There is 2,626 cases in Inyo County. That is +5 increase since the 15th, 2 days ago. Active cases are 34. Confirmed deaths, 47. So that's still 0 increases, so that's good. The Inyo County case demographics currently age 0 to 17. There's 3. 18 to 49 has 18. 50 to 64 has 9. 65 up has 4 active cases, and 7 of those cases are male, 24 are female. It's a little lopsided. I wonder what's going on there. So let's move on from that, shall we? So the one thing to remember is this Sunday, monster trucks. Well, possibly monster trucks. Santa will be at Brood Awakening in Big Pine at 3 p.m. to pass out toys. Your child must be present, and you had to have signed up. So remember, show up, and you gotta bring the kid. If you signed up, many people signed up, and many people donated toys and money to help with the program. Thank you all so very much. That is amazing. And there are so many little kids that are gonna be absolutely stoked on Sunday, December 19th. So remember, Brood Awakening in Big Pine. Be there at 3 p.m. and have the kid with you. Santa will be there. There'll be treats and goodies. The whole shebang. It's going to be an amazing experience. And here at Eastern Sierra Now, we are absolutely stoked to have been a part of that, to help make Christmas just a little bit brighter for everybody. And if you are interested in showing up, there's going to be toys and crafts and goodies. Even if you didn't sign up to get toys, you can still bring your kids, talk to Santa, go through the whole shebang. It's going to be great. So, remember a few days ago, Inyo voted on setting the new district boundaries? Well, it looks like Tuesday, Mono did the same thing. So, on Tuesday, the Mono County Board of Supervisors adopted a resolution outlining the new supervisorial district boundaries following the 2020 census. In November, 6 proposed draft maps were selected and posted to the Mono County redistricting webpage for public review and input. Ahead of the constitutional deadline of December 15th, the Mono County Board of Supervisors selected Alternate Map 3, which goes into effect immediately. Supervisorial district boundaries are geographically redrawn every 10 years in line with the county's population, as reported by the U.S. Census. Community input is extremely important to the redistricting process, and Mono County provided ongoing opportunities for comments on the proposed district lines, as well as 5 public hearings and various informational community and stakeholder presentations. Mono County supervisorial districts are represented by the following supervisors. District 1 is Supervisor Jennifer Kreitz, and District 2 is Supervisor Rhonda Dugan. District 3, Supervisor Bob Gardner. District 4 is Supervisor John Peters, and District 5, Supervisor Stacy Corliss. So that will be cool. If you'd like to see the map, head over to easternsierranow.com. There's a link to the website for redistricting where you can see more, but I have at least a map for you so you can see where you lie. That's the thing. You might not be in the same place as you were before, especially if you were close to the line before. So head over to Eastern Sierra Now, check that out, and see what you think. So I think that is pretty much it for the news, guys. Let's get out of here for the weekend, and I hope you guys have fun. Get out there and hit some turns this weekend if you get the chance, and we will talk to you on Monday. This has been Eastern Sierra Now with Jesse Steele.